this morning to you.
我知道可能大家对我还不熟悉，所以我先自我介绍一下。
I went to Tyndale Seminary and I graduated with the Youth and Family Ministry Masters of Divinity there.
我是去天道神学院读书，而且是得到这个神学的家庭跟青少年的学位。
I met a wonderful man, Vincent Tam. We married in 2007.
我碰到一个非常好的男人，他叫做 Vincent. 我们在2007年结婚。
And then in 2010, we had a beautiful baby boy, Bradley Yin Tam.
我们在2010年得到一个很美丽的男孩，他的名字叫 Bradley.
And I've been a youth pastor here at RHCCC since 2006.
我在2016年开始加入了城北华人基督的青少年事工，是他们的传道。
So this morning I have a wonderful opportunity to come and speak to you. I've named this sermon Testing of Faith and Living by Grace because this Wildly Sunday, I want to encourage all of the parents or parents-to-be or people who work with our young people or even older high school people like myself, to raise children in godly ways. Sorry, I know that's a mouthful. Should I cut it down a bit?
Yes, okay. 我今天很高兴能够来到这里和各位谈一下青少年的事工。我希望在这里能够鼓励所有在这边有青少年的父母，还有在青少年事工同工的这些弟兄姐妹，能够和我们一起。
Good. That's what she said. So there's notes in the bulletin, and there's four points that I want to go through this morning.
今天在你们的程序表当中有四点，我希望可以跟大家一起分享。
And today we're going to be focusing on a passage from Ephesians.
今天我和大家分享以弗所书四章当中的几段，六章当中几段经文。
Now Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus, and he uses this opportunity to address the different relationships that people are having in the church.
保罗透过以弗所书这个书信写信给这个教会，而且希望可以透过这本书可以讲述家庭当中的几种关系。
The Apostle Paul is writing it in a very hostile time.
因为保罗写信的时候是一个非常艰困的时期。
And he writes this letter when he is in jail.
他在监狱当中写了这封信。
His purpose for writing this letter is to give advice and instructions on how a Christian should live.
他写这封信的目的是为了要给所有的基督徒怎么样有一个主的一个指示教导。
Especially how a Christian should live when the political system is in turmoil and there is persecution happening in the church.
特别是在当时的情况有政治上的迫害，在这个动荡的时代，基督徒应该怎么生活？
So in chapter 5, he talks about husbands and wives.
所以在第五章中，他谈到丈夫和妻子的关系。
And in chapter 6, he addresses the passage that we're talking about this morning, children and parents.
而在第六章当中，他谈到我们今天早上要提的，就是父母和儿女的关系。
And in verse 5 and onward, he talks about servants and masters.
所以在第五节之后，他又提到仆人和主人的关系。
So this morning, we will be focusing on chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, and I believe it was read before.
今天早上我们将要将重点放在第六章的1到4节。
If you don't mind, I would read it again for my sake.Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, and this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Good. I want to go through the four verses, and then there's four things application that I want to say this morning. So the first one, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
我会和大家带领四段经文。那么第一节，我是要跟大家讲解一下，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
The Apostle Paul tells our young ones to obey our parents.
使徒保罗告诉所有年轻人要顺从我们的父母。
Now I always thought this was an application for young children, but I think that it applies to children of all ages.
我是在儿童部做这个事工，那所有是包括所有各种不同年纪的儿童。
No matter if your child is 5 or 30, and you are 30 or you're 80.
所以不仅你是5岁或是8岁或30岁，你都是孩子。
When it says in the Lord, it is important because it indicates to us that both the children and parents are subject to God's authority.
在这个讯息当中，我们告诉所有的弟兄姐妹，不论是父母或是儿童，他们都是在神的管教之下。
And this is crucial in our understanding of influence our next generation.
特别重要的是我们对于下一代的影响力。
Because the Bible tells us that we are accountable to Christ, to Him.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们每个人是对神来负责。
And we teach our children not just by our standards, but by God's standards.
我们不是照着自己的标准来教导我们儿童，而是照着神的标准。
Verse 2 and 3 tells us to honor your mother and father, that this is the first commandment with a promise. And there's a promise. It says that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
在第二跟第三节当中告诉我们要孝敬父母使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And Paul quotes Exodus chapter 20 here when the Ten Commandments were given to us by Moses on Mount Sinai.
而保罗在这里是用出埃及记第二十章当中十诫的第五诫，他是在西乃山上颁布给所有以色列人的诫命。
And to honor your mother and father is more than just to obey.
所以孝敬你的父母不仅仅只是顺从。
It means to respect our parents, to esteem our parents.
他特别表示你必须要尊敬，从心里尊敬你的父母。
Now, firstly, they are the ones that give us life.
第一，他是父母是给我们生命的。
But more importantly, and it's taken me a long time to realize this, but they are wiser than us.
但是更重要的是，我们会发现他比我们更有智慧。
And in that regard, God is asking us to respect our parents as they guide us in our lives.
所以主特别告诉我们，要我们要尊敬我们的父母，在我们一生当中。
Now, verse 4 talks specifically to the fathers.
在这边，使徒保罗特别对父亲来说话。
It says, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord.
他说到做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Paul addresses both parents here, but specifically calls the father to be the more stern and to be the more disciplinary one.
保罗虽然是对父母说话，但是他特别指出父亲的角色。
And he is telling them, do not unnecessarily provoke your children.But to give them wisdom so that they may be risen up to be godly people.
他特别叫父亲不要随便的去激怒你自己的子女，而是要照着神的教训用智慧的方法来教导他们。
Now out of these four verses, there's four things that I want to have application in the Bible this morning.
在这四节当中，我有四样事情想跟大家来讲解，可以应用在生活中。
And the first thing that I get from these passages is that God has given us a gift and He has given us a test.
第一件事就是神给我们了一个礼物，而且给我们一个考验。
For those of you who are parents or parents to be or work with children, you know that spending time with children is a test.
在我们在座当中有已经是父母的，或是将要成为父母，或是在儿童部同工的，你们知道和儿童在一起的时间是一个考验。
James chapter 1 verse 17 tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above.
雅各书第一章十七节说到，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上面而来。
And all children, they come from God, they're not mistakes.
所有的儿童都是从神而来，他们不是错误。
They're not burdens, they're not things that hinder us from living our adult lives.
他们不是一个负担，他们不是影响我们不能过我们成人生活的一样事情。
They are beautiful creations, wonderfully and fearfully made.
他们是神所创造的美丽的创造物。
But God knows that sometimes those blessings, those children are often, they turn out to be the tests in our lives.
但是神知道从孩子带来的祝福有时候会变成一个考验。
Our children test our patience, they test our ability to care for them.
我们的儿童考验我们的耐心，考验我们关照他们的能力。
They test our marriage.And at the end of the day, they are a test of our faith and how much we can rely on God's strength.
他考验我们的婚姻，而且最终他会考验我们是不是在主里有信心，而且我们可以怎么样的仰赖神的力量。
Before having our son, it was just Vince and I. It was easy. It was quite easy. Before having our son, it was just Vince and I.
在我们还没有儿子的时候，只有Vince 和我。
And it was not until we had somebody else to care for that it really shook up our marriage.
所以之前并没有任何事情是真正的可以摇动我们的婚姻。
And from there, we really understood what it meant to have faith in God and trusting that we can have His strength while raising up our child in a godly way.
所以现在我们真正可以了解怎么在神里面有信心，怎么样信任他，而且相信神会给我们能力带大我们的孩子。
As Christians, our commitment to God is solidified when we go through trials and tests in our faith.
在我们经历这些试验和考验之后，我们在主里的信心可以更加的坚定。
And it is during those tests that we are being refined by God, and if we are faithful to Him, He will teach us and He will lead us.
在考验当中，神会重新的塑造我们，而且他会教导我们怎么样顺着他的旨意来做。
The second thing that I want to say this morning is that children need to be taught, especially in the early years.
第二件事是孩童必须被教导，尤其是在年幼的时候。
Educators and children specialists, they always tell us that the early years from, you know, age 1 to 8 are the times where we form our morals and our values.
所有的教育学家跟儿童专家都告诉我们，在孩童1到8岁年幼的时候，是在他一生当中来建立他的价值观和道德观最重要的时刻。
And Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7 says, start children off in the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it.
箴言书当中22章6到7节说到，教导孩童走当行的路，就是到老也不偏离。
And verse 4 of our verse in Ephesians, our passage in Ephesians tells us the same thing, that we need to bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书6章4节同样的告诉我们要教养孩童用主的教育和警戒来教导他们。
Bring them up, when Paul says this, is to indicate that we are to raise up children or people into maturity for the next stage of life, to enter the real world.
养育儿童在这里，使徒保罗是说到我们怎么样来帮助我们的孩子成熟，而使他们能够进入这个现实的世界。
And part of that is providing an opportunity for education and teaching them social skills so that they can communicate in the future.
一部分是包括教导孩子怎么样生活的技巧，一部分是提供他们教育的机会。
But for Christian parents, it is important for us to teach our children how to obey the Lord so that they can love God in everything that they do.
但是对基督徒的家长来说，特别重要的是告诉我们的孩子怎么样来顺从我们的神，而且知道如何爱神。
Not only are we to teach them with our mouths, but we are to model it for them as well.
我们不仅仅是我们的口来教导他们，我们必须要以身作则。
When Vince and I teach our son how to say "mama, daddy,"
当Vince 和我教我们的儿子怎么样说爸爸妈妈
，we say it many times, "mama, dada, mama, dada," say it, right?
我们重复许多次的告诉他怎么样说爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈。
When we teach him how to walk or how to eat with a fork，
当我们教导他怎么样走路，怎么样用叉子吃饭。
We repeat it and we model it for him.
我们重复的这样子做，而且我们做给他看。
And so in the same way, if you're trying to teach your child how to love the Lord, how to serve the church, and how to honor your mother and father,
同样的，如果你要告诉你的孩子怎么样爱神，怎么样在教会侍奉，怎么样孝敬父母，
you have to show them, you have to teach them, and you have to model it for them.
你必须表现给他看，你必须教他，而且你要先以身作则。
There are so many times when we see Bradley, our son, copying other kids or picking up certain things.
有很多的时候我们发现Bradley 就在模仿我们所做的事情。
And so it tells me that we have such an influence on our children.
这表示出来我们对孩童的影响力有多大。
That oftentimes they see and they do. Monkey see, monkey do, right?
在很多时候他们做的就是他们所看到的。
And so again, if we want our kids to grow up to love God,
所以如果你希望你的孩子长大之后会爱神，
we have to show them that we love God too.
我们必须先表现出来我们是爱神的人。
The third thing is that fathers need to be involved in the child rearing.
第三件事是父亲需要参与培育子女的成长。
Now the apostle singles out the fathers and he's teaching them how to raise our kids.
使徒保罗特别指出父亲必须要帮助养育儿童。
And I think in our Chinese culture, it has traditionally been the mother who has played a very caring role for our children.
我想在中国人的文化似乎是母亲在扮演这个养育儿童的责任。
And in our culture, our father's role, I know my father's role, was to go out to make money to provide food and shelter and a home for his children.
而在文化当中，父亲就像我的父亲，他似乎是出去赚钱，然后提供一些家庭上物质的需要。
And although I do not disagree that these are very important things,
虽然我并不是说我不同意这些事情很重要。
This is not the only role for a father.
但是这并不是父亲唯一的角色。
Paul is very clear. He gives the parental duties. God gives us parental duties for both parents.
在圣经当中，保罗特别说到，神给我们这个双亲的角色是给父亲和母亲的。
The role of a husband and wife is different.
虽然在家庭中，丈夫和妻子角色不同。
But they both play a role in parenting.
但是他们都是双亲父母。
And Paul tells us, do not provoke your children.
保罗告诉我们不要惹儿女的气。
And to provoke in this context means not to exasperate, to discipline them in wrong methods.
惹儿女的气在这里是说不要激怒你的儿女，用错误的方式来管教他们。
Instead, we are to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
我们必须用神的教训和警戒来教导他们。
And then I ask myself, what does the Lord teach us?
那我问我自己，神教导了我们什么？
He teaches grace, he teaches love, mercy, kindness, wisdom, compassion.
他教导我们的恩典、爱、怜悯、恩慈。
He teaches by example, and he teaches with wisdom.
神用例子来教导我们，而且他教导我们是有智慧的。
The Christian father needs to be God's voice in a child's life.
基督徒的父亲必须要成为孩子生命当中神的声音。
And as he is supposed to be the head of the household and lead his wife, he too is the head of the household to lead his children in the ways of the Lord.
他是家里的头来带领他的妻子，他同样也是家里的头，可以成为他孩子生活当中一个属神的一个代表。
And I think this is especially important when we have young boys in our family too. If you have young boys.
我想特别重要的是，如果你家里是有男孩子。
Fathers, you need to set an example of what it means to be a loving husband, a godly father, and a true servant.
父亲们，你必须要以身作则，成为一个好的丈夫，一个敬神的父亲，还有一个真正的仆人。
And at the end of the day, I want to be able to say to my son, I want you to be like your father because he was a godly man.
而在最后，我希望我可以对我自己的儿子说，我希望你长成像你父亲一样，因为他是一个敬畏神的人。
And if we have a daughter later on, I want to say to my daughter, find a man like your father because he is a godly man.
如果我有一个女儿，我希望她长大之后，我告诉她说，找一个像你父亲一样的男人做丈夫，因为他是一个敬神的人。
And so this just tells us how important it is to model how we love Christ and how Christ exhibits in our life.
这就是告诉我们有多重要，我们要如何的 以身作则，而且将神带到我们的生命当中。
The last thing out of this four verses is that we are all learning, and that we only have one chance at parenthood.
在最后一节当中说到，我们都在学习，而且我们只有一次机会做父母。
And I think I appropriately named the sermon because I really do feel that as a parent, each day I'm being tested.
我想我特别用这样子的主题做今天的讲道内容，我是觉得作为一个父母每天都在接受考验。
When Bradley's kicking me, when he's throwing food at my face, when he poops everywhere, it's a test.
当 Bradley 每天踢我，丢东西在我身上，或是到处的上厕所，这对我来说是一个考验。
But at the same time, I know I'm living by God's grace.
但是同样时间，我知道我是靠着神的恩典在生活。
God gives me wisdom, He gives me strength, He lets me know, guides me in how I should be teaching my child.
神给我智慧，给我引导，而且他告诉我我应该怎么样教导我自己的孩子。
We don't get to have fake children to practice our parenthood before we have the real ones.
我们不会有一个假的孩子让我们来练习一下教。训练一下我们怎么当父母。
And so at the end of the day, we have to rely on God's strength.
所以最终我们还是需要依赖神的力量，神的能力。
James chapter 4 tells us that when we ask for God's wisdom, we are not to waver in that request.
雅各书四章告诉我们，如果我们向神求智慧，我们不会被推却。
Instead, when we ask for things in the Lord, we ask by faith and we ask boldly.
如果我们要 请求神的话，我们就请求神用信心，而且不推却。
And therefore, I want to encourage all our parents and our YLD co-workers that at a time such as this, God has given us a responsibility and the privilege of serving His children.
所以我希望能够鼓励所有的父母亲以及所有在青少年部侍奉的弟兄姐妹，神给了我们这样的一个机会、责任，还有这个特权来服侍我们的儿童。
And God makes no mistakes.
神不会做错事。
What we have been entrusted with.He will definitely carry us through, and we are living by the grace of God.
神所交托给我们的，他一定会给我们足够的力量，让我们可以走过。
Last year, I had the opportunity of celebrating my first Mother's Day.
去年我是第一次来庆祝我的母亲节。
And I want to share with you some of my thoughts.
我想和你们分享一下我的想法。
First thing that, after taking a year of maternity leave, that I come to realize is.
第一件事是在这么多年是为人子女之后，我第一次感受到。
The first thing is that family is ministry.
我知道家庭其实就是一个事工工厂。
Bradley, he's not mine. He's God's.
Bradley, 他不是我的，他是属于神的。
And Vince and I, my husband and I, have simply been entrusted with the opportunity and the privilege to care for him.
Vince 和我只是被神来托管，有这样子的机会来照顾他。
And this is a calling that both parents have.
而且这是对父母同样的呼召。
And we honor God, or at least we try to honor God, by providing and teaching Bradley in the ways and the discipline of the Lord.
我们希望借着用神的方法来教育Bradley 来荣耀我们的神。
I think it's important to remember that ministry is not just at church.
我希望提醒大家，这个事工不是只是在教会里面。
But ministry is everywhere where God's people is.
事工其实是在所有有人的地方。
And most importantly, God has given us full-time ministry at home with our family.
而神给我们一个全职的服侍的机会，就是在我们的家里。
And so I encourage you as we're looking at places to serve, but also look at your own home, look at your children.
我希望各位可以先在家里面先侍奉你自己的孩子。
There are many times where I see parents who are very involved in church and they serve in our church or a church.
在很多时候，我看到许多的父母花很多的时间在教会里面服侍。
And I don't want to judge them, but at home they don't spend much time.
我不是要说他们什么，但是我发现他们在家里没有花多少的时间。
And so if God has given us children, we need to treat that as ministry as well.
所以神如果给了我们子女的话，我们必须也把它当成一个服侍的对象。
The second thing that I learned is that I love my mom more than I did before.
第二件事我发现的是我更爱我的母亲。
There's a new appreciation for mothers everywhere.
我对世界各地的母亲都有一个全新的一个感谢
especially mine.
特别是我的母亲
She saved me from sleepless nights.
她帮助我从失眠的夜里面帮助我
Helped me change disgusting diapers.
帮助我换这些脏的尿布
She stayed up with me to feed and to care for Bradley.
她晚上不睡觉，帮助我一起来喂Bradley 吃饭。
And she took care of him while I got my sanity back.
她在我这个没有办法回神的时候，她一直的照顾我。
And I can only hope and pray that I have that same kind of selflessness.
我只能希望这是我自己的祷告，我希望有像我母亲一样的无私。
And I will share with you that it's taken me a long time to come to that conclusion.
我当然这是经过很长的时间我才能到这样今天有这样的结论
because when I was younger I thought my mom was, and my parents so annoying
当我在年轻的时候我觉得我的父母亲都很烦
that they didn't understand what I was going through
他们不了解我经过什么
and that they didn't know what it meant to be a teenager
他们不了解什么叫做青少年
but now I have a kid of my own
当我现在有自己的孩子之后
and I realized how foolish I was
我完全了解父母是什么。
The wisdom that Paul talks about that parents have, I truly understand now.
我完全了解到使徒保罗在圣经当中所说的智慧是什么。
My parents and many of you have parents and are doing this at the same time.
我想我的父母还有所有在座的父母都是在做同样的事情。
We sacrifice for our kids, we love our kids, and we try so much to give them the best that we can and we know.
我们为我们自己的子女牺牲，我们爱他们，而且我们尽了我们所有的力量来照顾他们。
And I know I didn't appreciate that when I was in high school.
我知道我在我还在高中的时候，我一点都不感谢我的父母。
And so I say this to you guys especially. I know that you guys think your parents are annoying.
所以我想特别对那边的青少年说，我想你们觉得你们父母很烦。
But 10 years later, you'll be in their position, and you'll know how foolish you were too.
但是十年之后，你们会到你们父母的位置，你们就知道那是什么感觉。
The third thing, and very most importantly, that I want to share with you my reflections as a mother.
第三件事，我想跟大家分享的，就是我对于一个做母亲的一个反思。
Is that God is ultimate love?
那就是神才是最高的爱。
No matter how much I think I love my son,
不管我觉得我自己有多爱我的儿子
，I know that God loves me more.
我知道神爱我更多。
He sent his son to die for us.
他用他的独生子死在十字架上。
To take our place on the cross.
来为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And to be our savior, all of us.
而且成为我们每个人的救主。
I can honestly say I don't think that I would be able to give up my son.
我可以很诚实的说，我没有办法像神那样可以将自己的孩子献出。
I don't even think I'd be able to give up my son for good people.
我想我不可能，就算为了好人而死，我也不可能把儿子献出来。
But Christ comes to die for all of us sinful people.
当耶稣基督来到这里，是为罪人而死。
People who hated him, people who crucified him, people who put him in jail, people who persecuted him.
这些人恨他，这些人将他钉在十字架上，这些人将他放在监狱里。
I love Bradley with all my heart.
我全心的爱我的儿子。
But I know that small love, God loves us infinitely more.
但是我知道那只是很小的爱，而神的爱是无限的。
Last year during Mother's Day, the second service has communion every week, so we had communion.
上一个母亲节是刚好是这个圣餐的主日。
And I sat in the pew over there, and I thought to myself, Mary watched her son die.
我坐在后座的时候，我想到，玛利亚是看她自己的儿子死。
And as I took the bread, and as I took the cup,
当我拿圣餐的杯和饼的时候
I put myself in Mary's shoes.
我将我自己摆在玛利亚的位置上
And I cried.
而我哭了
Because I know.That I would never be able to do that.
因为我知道我永远不可能像他那么做。
That the love that we have for our children is infinitely magnified by the love that God has for His children.
我们的对自己孩子的爱，因为神的爱而能够扩大。
And so I know that the sacrifice that God gave us is huge.
我知道神对我们所做的牺牲是如此的大。
That he would look down on people who hated him, who shunned him, who wanted him to die.
他看到这些人恨他，而且希望他死。
And that he would still give us his son for us.
但他仍然的将他的爱子献出来给我们。
And not only that he gives it to us, he gives us new life through his son.
不仅仅是他给我们，而且他给我们每个人新生命，透过他的儿子耶稣基督。
And Jesus tells us that he comes to give us life.And life to the fullest.
而且主耶稣来到世界上，不仅给我们生命，是让我们的生命更加丰盛。
And so, this morning I want to encourage you with those three points or four points that God has given us a gift, and that He's given us a test. That gift is our children.
所以今天早上透过这四点当中，我特别跟各位分享，神给我们一个礼物，而这个礼物是一个考验。
And it's children that we can work with too at in Wilding.
这个礼物就是我们的儿童，这儿童是我们可以一起侍奉的。
And as He gives us our children, it's a test of our faith as well.
而神给我们的儿童也是来考验我们的信心。
I encourage you to teach your children, especially now in our younger years.
我希望你们在教养你们自己孩子的，在年幼的时候开始教养你的儿子。
And there are things that I know that my mom taught me when I was younger that I thought, oh, so silly, so silly.
有一些事情我妈妈教育的时候我觉得实在是很愚蠢。
But now, because she has trained me in the way of the Lord when I'm younger, I don't stray from it.
对，现在因为她在我年幼的时候就这样子训练我，所以我不会做错。
I encourage you fathers especially to be there for your young men.
我特别的鼓励所有的父亲，你要来鼓励你家里的年轻的孩子。
Show them what it means to be a man of God.
特别是告诉他们怎么样成为一个敬神爱神的人。
Model what it means to be a servant of the Lord.
以身作则的做一个神的仆人。
To be a good father, to be a good husband, and to be a leader in the household and in the church.
成为一个好的丈夫，好的父亲，成为家里一个好的带领。
You know, when I work with some of the youth over there, some of them are 18 and they're still boys.
我在青少年事工服事的时候，有一些已经18岁了，但是看起来还是像孩子一样。
And it's important to raise up a generation of godly men that will lead their houses and lead their wives to be godly as well.
我们特别要带领这样年轻的一代，在家里面能够成为好的丈夫，能够成为他妻子的带领。
And finally, I want to encourage you that no matter what kind of parent you are, a new parent or an older parent or a grandparent.
在这里，我想鼓励所有的新的父母，或是旧的父母，甚至是祖父母们。
That we are living by God's grace.
我们是靠着主的恩典在生活。
And that He has given us an opportunity to care for our next generation, a generation that will be here when we're gone.
他告诉我们，给我们有能力来教养我们的下一代，特别下一代还在这，我们也许已经不在了。
As James chapter 4 says, to seek out His wisdom, God's wisdom.
在雅各书当中说到，神叫我们要向他求智慧。
Seek out His strength and seek out the compassion that we need to raise our children right.
向他求智慧，向他求这个热情来养育我们的孩子。
A Wildy Sunday typically also is to encourage any of you who want to join us at Wildy to care for our next generation.
在这个青少年的主日，我是也想鼓励大家来我们青少年事工部来同工。
And so I encourage you, if you feel that God is leading you to care for our special needs, for our single mothers, for Agape, for basic, for high school, anything, please come and talk to me.
如果你觉得神今天在这里对你有呼召，希望你能够到特别需要的孩童、单亲妈妈，甚至是所有青少年这些团契来服事，希望你结束之后来和我联络。
For me, when I was in high school, I went astray.
当我自己来说，我在高中的时候，我走偏了路。
And this church brought me back.
是这个教会将我带回正路。
And so that's why I feel that God has chosen me and given me an opportunity to lead our young people not back to God as well.
所以我特别觉得神给我一个新的机会，让我在这个教会可以带领所有的青少年儿童走一条正路。
God uses the opportunities that we have in our lives to show us how we can serve Him.
神告诉我们要用我们自己的一生来做神他自己的仆人。
And there is a great need.
在外面有很大的需要。
A great need to raise up a generation of believers and leaders of our church to lead this world.
特别是要将这个下一代能够带领到神的道路上，而且可以来做这个世界教会的领导。
So please prayerfully consider joining our Wildy.
所以希望你们可以祷告有没有这样的心智来加入青少年事工。
And help to impact the lives of our young people.
而且可以对这些青少年的生命能够有影响力。
谢谢。